Ponyats stared disapprovingly. And then you'll come back and try again. It's my assignment to sell atomics to Ascone. They'll get you before you've gone a parsec in space. You know that, I suppose. I don't, said Gorov. And if I did, it wouldn't affect things. They'll kill you the second time. Gorov shrugged. Ponyats said quietly, If I'm going to negotiate with the Grand Master again, I want to know the whole story. So far, I've been working it too blind. As it was, the few mild remarks I did make almost threw his veneration into fits. It's simple enough, said Gorov. The only way we can increase the security of the Foundation here in the periphery is to form a religion-controlled commercial empire. We're still too weak to be able to force political control. It's all we can do to hold the Four Kingdoms. Ponyats was nodding. This I realize. And any system that doesn't accept atomic gadgets can never be placed under our religious control, and can therefore become a focal point for independence and hostility, yes. All right then, said Ponyats. So much for theory. Now what exactly prevents the sale? Religion? The Grand Master implied as much. It's a form of ancestor worship. Their traditions tell of an evil past from which they were saved by the simple and virtuous heroes of the past generations. It amounts to a distortion of the anarchic period a century ago, when the imperial troops were driven out and an independent government was set up. Advanced science and atomic power in particular became identified with the old imperial regime they remember with horror. That's so? But they have nice little ships which spotted me very handily 2 parsecs away. That smells of atomics to me. Gorov shrugged. Those ships are holdovers of the Empire, no doubt. Probably with atomic drive. What they have, they keep. The point is that they will not innovate, and their internal economy is entirely non-atomic. That is what we must change. How were you going to do it? By breaking the resistance at one point. To put it simply, if I could sell a penknife with a force field blade to a nobleman, it would be to his interest to force laws that would allow him to use it. Put that baldly, it sounds silly, but it is sound psychologically. To make strategic sales at strategic points would be to create a pro-atomics faction at court. And they send you for that purpose, while I'm only here to ransom you and leave while you keep on trying? Isn't that sort of tale backward? In what way? Said Gorov guardedly.